boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So I have a new hobby.
Oh my God. Here we go. This will last 2 weeks.
That's normally how it goes. And I already know that this is not going to be a very healthy hobby for myself.
Target is not a hobby.
It is, but that's not my new hobby. That's my longest lived hobby. I think my new hobby is Facebook Marketplace.
Dear God. That is not healthy.
It's so fun. I know. I mean, any sort of like shopping hobby is probably not good for me or my bank account. But because, I'm moving and I'm ready to kind of like redecorate a little bit, upgrade some of my stuff that I've had since I was a freshman in college. Like, it's time to grow up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I've been, trolling on Facebook Marketplace the last couple of weeks just to see like what home stuff for sale is specifically. And last night I stumbled upon just the most gorge TV stand. Vintage. It was wood. It had like sliding doors. $30.
Oh, well, that's not
How
bad.
Do I turn that up? So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to make my first message. I'm going to slide into the DMs of this person.
Oh my God.
And I immediately was nervous because a lot of people in the descriptions of the products are very picky on how you reach out to them. I don't know if you've ever noticed this.
I noticed this. One of our coworkers, she posted something on Facebook. I saw like as on Facebook Marketplace, and her thing specifically said, do not ask me if it is available, which I've never seen that before.
The amount of people that say that, but this listing did not say that. And your automatic like generated message to send to them is, hi, is this item available? So I was like, well, he didn't specify, so let me just send that. And he said it was. We went back and forth. I asked for like the dimensions of it because I wanted to know how big it was, mostly so I could know if it fits in my car. Not sure if it's going to, but I'm gonna risk it. And I basically was like, okay, does like Sunday work for pickup? Because I have to wait until my boyfriend can go, because I'm also not trying to end up in somebody's basement.
That's true.
And he was like, just like let me know when you're coming because I've had four people no show. So this man's been hurt.
Oh,
I feel bad for him. Yeah. I have to go show up now. I have to make it work because now I feel like I know this person.
And you started a relationship with him.
I'm now in a relationship with this man. Just know if you're trying to have a conversation with me and I'm scrolling on my phone and you're like, are you even paying attention? I'm scrolling on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my God.
This is my new life. It's my new lifestyle. I want to buy everything on there.
You're addicted.
I mean, I'm just getting started, but I feel like I've heard you talk about Marketplace before, at least looking. Like, do you have any experience on there?
I have never bought anything off of Facebook Marketplace. I've always had the conversation with people like, is it still available? And then I get really close to like, I'm about to buy it, and then they tell me somebody's beat me to the punch.
Yeah, you almost
like
got a couch, didn't you?
I almost did. Yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. But the person wouldn't wait for me. Like, I like couldn't pick it up until the weekend and they wouldn't wait for me. I get it. Fine, whatever. But I have technically sort of sold something on Facebook Marketplace without selling something on Facebook Marketplace.
What does that mean?
So, you know how I moved? Well, obviously recently, but then 6 months ago, I moved on my own for the first time, right?
Yeah.
And I had to get rid of a bed. I no longer needed this like bed that I had. I had an extra one. So I was wanted to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, but I didn't want to be the person behind it. I didn't want everyone to know it was me selling a bed.
How embarrassing.
I know.
What?
So I made my sister do it.
Oh.
So she sold it on Facebook Marketplace and then pocketed $10 and then gave me the rest of the money. That's how I did it.
Why were you so embarrassed about your bed?
No, I'm not embarrassed about
the bed. What was wrong with the bed?
Nothing's wrong with the bed.
Now you're just coming off a little guilty or something.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Taylor Swift and the Swifties and all of their antics are so interesting to me because we just went on, what, like a couple month break. She wasn't on tour. Things were pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot happening. It wasn't all over my TikTok. And now It's unavoidable.
Oh, dude.
Again.
That's all I see now.
So I'm sure you've seen she's back on the Eras Tour over in Europe, and she has added the new album, The Tortured Poets Department, as an era to be included in the massive concert. And on her first night, I believe it was in Paris, she referred to the album as Female Rage the Musical. She was just being silly. She always has like these quirky little things that she says. Now here we are, what, 2-3 days later, she filed a trademark for Female Rage the Musical.
Finally, I caught an Easter egg before an Easter egg was revealed. I have never been good at the Easter eggs, but I saw that on her Instagram post and I went, oh, I wonder if that's going to be a musical.
That's what some people think.
Dude, did I catch an Easter egg before an Easter egg was revealed?
Maybe.
I'm going to feel so cool.
Well, she filed it for, it would be valid for merch. It would be valid for musical sound recordings and musical video recordings.
Dude.
So it could be a movie. It could be a musical. It could be, I don't know, some sort of weird album. Or it could just be Taylor Swift, like, I don't know, filing another trademark.
I hope not.
We can only hope.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know in the next couple minutes you're probably going to hop on Facebook Marketplace and start scrolling through some things. And you're probably going to see a couple of those things are me trying to sell like my oven or my pots and pans and my plates because I don't need any of it anymore.
That's concerning.
Because I am done in the kitchen.
Okay.
I might be a little dramatic, but I realized that I can't cook. I mean, I always knew.
Okay. Let's hang on now.
I always knew I couldn't cook, but I really realized yesterday that I cannot cook because neighbor man can cook. He's been in like the restaurant business for years and years, right? And he can cook. And he has always like made my dinner if he can or makes my lunch or whatever. Well, the other night, he couldn't make my dinner, so I made buttered noodles.
Delicious and easy.
No, they were disgusting.
How you mess that up?
I don't know, but they were awful. They're not like his buttered noodles. I can't make food anymore. He ruined food for me.
I want you to be honest with yourself right now. Is it the taste of the food or the fact that you had to make it for yourself?
I think it's both.
Fair enough.
I mean, you're not wrong. I am kind of spoiled right now. Neighbor man makes the best food. And if I try to cook myself, I've realized it's garbage.
Tastes like mush.
It's so bad. So he ruined cooking for me.
I get it. I think that's what happens in a relationship. One person's like really good at something or gives you access to stuff that you're like, uh-oh. I can't leave you now.
Mm-hmm.
I got it too good. And I am not going to lie. I feel like that's my boyfriend with access to my beauty products. And what I mean by that
is... like, does he use it?
I feel like I've put him on to a skincare routine.
Oh.
He gets his eyebrows waxed now. And he is always like, oh, can I borrow your tweezers? And I'm like... dude, boys are allowed to own tweezers. You go buy your own pair. It's not a big deal. And then let me just really top it off. What he asked me for the other night, he asked me for toe separators, like what you use when
you go to the nail salon.
Yeah, like when you paint your toes, the little foam things to separate your toes so they don't get smudged. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Why?
Are you painting your toes? If you want to, cool, whatever. And he's like, no, I saw on Instagram that it helps relieve stress out of your feet. And I was like, dude.
I think he just wants to paint his toenails. I think that's what he really wants.
What would you do without me?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Has somebody been talking to our trees?
Why?
Because if you remember, we have four, maybe five new baby trees that we got put in the front lawn of Z102.9. And my gosh, they are sprouting like crazy. They've got like leaves all over them. They're getting so tall. And I just can't help but wonder who's talking nice to them.
Oh, because it always makes them grow.
Plants thrive when you talk nice to them.
You want to hear a fun story?
What?
That they taught us that in, I remember, fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
that if you talk to plants, they grow, right? And we were growing some type of plant. I can't remember for the life of me.
Was it a bean? We grew beans.
I think it was a bean, mm-hmm. actually. And I was like, okay, well, what about singing? So I sang to mine.
Oh, my. Did it die?
No, but I must have been singing a little too loud, as I do know I'm a loud talker, right? And the teacher next door heard it and was like, could you tell that student to shut up?
Oh my God. So no singing when you go past our trees because they're making a lot of progress and you might
just kill it.
Yeah, you might just end their lives.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Why did you look so scared?
I wanted to say hello, fellow Americans, but I don't think this is the right program.
Go ahead, make your presidential.
We're graduating. Class of 2024, we made it!
The fact that the first thing, when you first heard it play, hello, fellow Americans.
Yeah, my fellow Americans.
It is President Taylor here.
Is there a song when they play? Whatever, it doesn't matter.
I guarantee the president is not talking over pomp and circumstance.
Maybe he should. I'm starting to trend.
Vote for Taylor for president.
It feels serious when
just
it's playing.
Just so she can talk over pomp and circumstance.
Okay, yeah, it's graduation season.
I would rather talk over the Star Wars theme song.
Oh!
You know, if I was president.
Yeah.
Hello, dear Americans.
And those from beyond. I'm not kidding. If I can't be the president, hire me to write your speech.
You'd be so good at it. Anyways, well, I'm about to send Taylor back to school because she was dead set on that the president of the United States talks over pomp and circumstance, which is the song that graduates walk to.
It is giving hello, my fellow Americans.
No, they speak over hail to the chief.
It sounds the same, I promise you.
If I had a cap and gown on and they were playing that, I'd be like, yeah, sick, this is my graduation.
And then if you put me up on stage and this was playing, I'd be like, oh my God, I am the president.
You would walk up there at the graduation
and say, my fellow Americans.
My fellow Americans, thanks for coming to my graduation.
Yeah, it's me, first in command, you're president. It's the same thing to me, I'm sorry, but we're not talking about the president.
No, we're talking about graduation, which pomp and circumstance goes for graduation. Tonight's trivia question. Besides black, this is the most common color of cap and gown for graduation. What is it?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
'Tis the season to be celebrating I was trying to make that rhyme. There's nothing to rhyme with that. Graduated students.
What?
I was saying 'tis the season to celebrate graduates. I have nothing to rhyme.
I can't help you out, man.
I don't even know how you and I got an education.
It's been a while. It's expired.
Well, we're celebrating a couple graduates here, actually, at Z102.9. Rebecca, who's part of our street team. Also, Carlos as well. Congratulations on graduating.
Woohoo.
Probably better than you and I did.
No question about it.
But tonight's trivia question in honor of graduations is, besides black, this is the most common color of cap and gown for graduation. What is it?
9113 said navy.
Hmm.
I didn't have a navy one.
Mm-mm.
But I could see how that's popular. I feel like that's a lot of like high school colors.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Michael said red. I see that being a lot of colleges and high schools.
Yeah, the town over from me was red.
Were they really?
Mm-hmm. I think they were red.
Thank God it wasn't red. I would not look good in it.
Yeah, I feel like it would make my face look really red, mm-hmm. and flushed and 100%. Maybe even sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's Aunt Amy said royal blue. I had one of those.
That was my college.
That was my high school.
That's funny.
That's a good guess. Royal blue. Another really popular color.
Like, isn't Clear Creek a man of blue?
Yes, exactly.
So they probably had I don't know if they're royal blue, but they're blue.
I think they're royal blue.
And I'm trying to think of other schools in the area. Kirkwood.
Benton.
Yes.
I think they have blue in theirs.
That's all I could think of.
Anamosa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah, but there's plenty.
We swear we got an education.
Again, it was a while ago.
Besides black, this is the most common color of cap and gown for graduation. What is it? My high school was black. Benton-Shelsburg.
Okay, and my college was black.
Oh, my God. So we had opposite.
We did.
Because I had college blue, you had high school blue, and then my high school was black, and you had college black. Why didn't the University of Iowa do gold?
Oh, my God. And look like a bunch of cheese wedges walking across the stage.
That would have been cool!
For you, maybe.
My president. We've been talking about presidents for some odd random reason. My present.
Yes.
She still wants to talk about presidents.
No, I'll be quiet.
My present to the graduating class of 2024 is trivia. You're welcome.
Knowledge is power.
100%. And tonight's graduation trivia question is, besides black, this is the most common color of cap and gown for graduation. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
light blue is the most common color. Are we talking like, how light are we talking?
Well, you know what? Is it, it's Jefferson, right? That's navy and like a light Carolina blue around here.
Yes, 100%. But is that what their cap and gown is?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I haven't been.
Did you ever see those schools? I was always jealous of the schools that the guys got to wear one color and the girls got to wear another color.
That's a thing?
Yeah, and they always gave the better, like, more flattering neutral to the girls. And I was like, God, I wish we had that in high school.
That's a thing?
I don't know if it still is, but I feel like it was.
Well, that would have been so cool. I'm just thinking of all the schools I went to and what I could have gotten that was better. But Benton-Shelsburg still would have probably been black because we were black and gold. And I don't really want gold.
Gold is tragic.
And then Kirkwood was blue.
White.
Yeah.
I was always jealous of people that got to wear white ones because I just feel like
it looks so slick.
It is so slick. It's so slay. And there's no chance I'm ever going back to school to redo it for a chance to wear one.
It's your time to shine, baby. I want to hear you do weather.
All of it?
You can do all of it. As if you're talking to the American people.
Oh, my God. This is all, it just puts me in a presidential mood. I just got nervous. My fellow Americans, I must lead you into the evening as your leader. Mostly cloudy skies and a chance of thunderstorms with a low of 57, but don't lose hope. We will never lose hope. Tomorrow,
This is serious.
I'm sorry. Those chances of showers will continue, but we will overcome in the afternoon to a high of 77 and mostly clear overnight with a low of 55. And,
I don't think they go,
we'll make it to Friday as we do in America. It's a sunshine and a high of 82.
How do they get out? I don't remember being touched.
Have a great night, everybody. I don't know. What do they say at the end?
I'm usually asleep by then.
How do they know it's over?
I don't know. I'm usually asleep by then.
Good night, America. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I feel like we still qualify as proud parents, even if it's proud of our fur babies.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And I want to hear everybody brag about that one thing that you're like, I know my pet is the only one that can do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling very proud today because yesterday I taught one of my cats a trick, which I didn't know you could do, to be honest. Cats don't really like do stuff.
Yeah.
But I was home in the morning, like getting ready for the day. And my boy cat Romeo is so, so very needy during that time. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to keep bending over and petting you. You need to learn to jump up into my arms. So I was just like baby talking to him and like waving my arms like, come on, you can do it. Come on. Come here, Romeo. And he learned. He launched himself up in the air like a circus cat into my arms. And I was like, no way this is going to be a regular thing. I'm not kidding. He did it 5 more times all in that morning.
So he just jumps in your arms now?
Yes. He's got springs on his feet so that I don't have to bend over and pet him or bend over to pick him up.
God, your chiropractor is going to be so happy.
And that's who I did it for.
We're talking about that unique trick that your pet knows how to do. Here I am, stupid old me, about to brag on my dog. And then I see some awesome videos on our Z102.9 Facebook page.
We got videos?
Oh, girl, you need to get on there. We got videos and photos.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrea has a video of her dog doing backflips. Yeah, yeah,
what?
Go check that out. No, it's sick. Melissa doesn't even say anything because the video tells you enough. Dog knows how to open the door.
Okay, that is the coolest and most handiest thing ever.
That's why I want to know, what unique trick can your pet do? I was going to brag about neighbor man's dog who, you know, I've taken in as well. Evie, she's so cute. And she, when you come home, she like does what every dog does. Oh my God, you're home. Ah! Yeah. And they jump up on you and they like, you know, their tail's wagging like
butt
crazy.
Wiggles.
Yeah, exactly like that. But also, you got to watch her face because she smiles.
Oh, what?
With teeth and everything. Have you ever seen like those memes where there's like a dog smiling with a big old smile?
Yeah, they're
and
you're aren't like, real, right?
They're not okay. Real. You're like, dude, somebody photoshopped real well. If you took a picture of this dog, you would think that I photoshopped it. I didn't. You see all of her teeth. When I come home, it's a full set of teeth. She's smiling. And then you'll even ask her. You're like, Evie, are you smiling? And then she'll smile again.
What?
I got to take a video for you because it is so cool.
Where did she learn that?
I don't know. Because I stick out my tongue. I don't. Oh. Like when I take a photo, I don't smile.
You're not the role model. We can be proud pet parents. And we can brag about all the things that they know how to do. That's exactly what we're doing this afternoon because we don't have kids to brag about.
Nope.
Let's talk about our cats and our dogs. And I really love Tammy's comment on our Facebook page. She said, I can't prove it, but he can read my mind.
Dude, and I swear they can.
They so can. I know exactly what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Maya, what can your pet do?
So my dog can say please by putting her paws together and like shaking them at you.
How did you teach her that?
She kind of did it by herself. Like when I got her, she sits on her butt and she does it. And then I just kind of started associating it with her to say please. So now if she wants a treat, she'll sit on her butt and like shake her paws at me.
I would give that dog everything it ever wanted.
Oh, 100%.
All
That's
of the
a good
snacks.
Puppy.
Oh my God, it's so cute. Ashley, what can your pet do?
My cat, Cooper, and on command when I say, can I get a meow-meow? He'll go, meow-meow.
Stop it.
Yes. And so now every time I come home, it's, can I get a meow-meow? And he does it right back to me.
No freaking way. Now, how long did that take?
He was pretty vocal to begin with anyway. It was just a matter of getting a meow-meow instead of just a meow. You know what I mean?
Gotta get the sounds right.
Right. So repetition.
And a lot of treats.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Did you ever think when you were back on the dating apps or out in the dating world as you're meeting people that somebody's voice could be something that you're into or not into?
Oh, 100%. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah, the lower the voice, the hotter you are, in my opinion.
Okay, interesting you
Which
say that.
Which sounds weird, but I just like a man with a nice deep voice.
Interesting. Well, science is going to be proven to be correct today because this study is going viral from Albright College because they wanted to look into how people try to seem more attractive and how they change their voice to like look more attractive to other people or sound, mm-hmm. I guess. So what they found in general, if they tell somebody, okay, speak in a way that you think is more attractive, they'll slow down.
I was going to say, I can already tell you what it is. Slow down and talk a little bit lower.
And they lower their pitch.
Because that's what I do on dates.
Oh my God.
I am such a catfish. I shouldn't admit that out loud, yeah, but that's what I did on the first couple of dates because I just felt like it made me sound smarter, a little bit sexier, and that's why I did it. So I was a whole different person on the first date. Then you got me to the second date, and I was just who I am now.
A little bit different.
A little bit different. A little quirky, a little weird, but and very loud.
You know what they found is that that is very accurate for women, and it is... like it works. Guys find it more attractive. That's why, like, when we get sick, we're like, oh, I love my voice right now because it's a little raspy. Yeah, it's a little lower. It doesn't work for guys. They have proven that, in fact, guys are less hot and less attractive when they try to sound that way.
Yes, I can tell when a man is forcing a lower registered voice. I can tell 110%. But if you just naturally have a lower registered voice, I find it very hot.
Interesting.
But I can tell when you're forcing it, and then I find it very unsexy. But I do find it very hot when a woman tries it. I find it very hot when a woman has a lower registered voice.
Okay. I'm into it. And that's why you pretended
to have a lower registered
voice. Hello there. My name is Destiny. I'm excited to be on this date.
I'm now in a nightmare.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Now, if you thought the excuse of my dog ate my homework was a bad one. Let me top it.
Oh, God.
Guys, I think I came up with the world's worst excuse today because I have a gym membership right now and I used to live on one side of the town. And now I'm moving to the complete opposite side of the town.
Yeah.
So I didn't really want to keep that gym membership because I'm like, that's such a drive. And I'm honestly lazy.
Oh, I'm with you. If it's not within 10 minutes, I'm not going.
You're lucky if I even get up and drive 2 minutes to the gym. So I wanted to join a gym that was a little bit closer to home. So I joined that other gym that's closer to home today, which means I had to go and cancel my membership for the other one.
Oh my God, did you do it in person?
I did, because I can't do it online.
Oh, that's my nightmare.
I tried to look for it online and I can't do it, so I went in person. And the guy knew right away, because I like did the little like hands between my like thighs, kind of like batting my eyes. Like
Minnie Mouse?
Kind of. And I was like, hi. And he's like, are you canceling your membership?
You're breaking up with me.
And I was like, how'd you know? And he goes, because everybody does that exact same pose. And I was like... noted if I ever have to cancel again.
I got caught.
And he's like, can I ask you why you're canceling? Because obviously they need to know. And I just said, I'm moving back to my hometown, Vinton. That's a lie. I'm not.
Because you didn't want to hurt his feelings?
No, because then I was like, there's no gym there in my home. There might be, but not that type of gym. So they can't keep me. Ha ha. Yeah.
So
what's my excuse?
Is this like your goat? How long are you going to try this one out?
Well, this what stinks is this guy sees me in town. I'm doomed because I told him I moved.
Good. Didn't work out. I'm back again.
I'm back now.
Boy, do you have some explaining to do, Destiny.
I don't know if I could trust anything that comes out of your mouth again.
Honestly, I wouldn't. Because you are using these insane excuses to get out of stuff. You lied that you were moving to your hometown to get out of your gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out off the air that you will use death as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like something I need to like intervene with because we can't be doing this.
I'm thinking of two outrageous excuses I have used in my life that shockingly people believed and it worked in my favor. I will never forget, it was my senior year, the last home football game, and they had a very strict rule at Vinton Shelbyburg that you could never be late to class, because if you were late to class, you did not get to perform, whether that's football, cheerleading, dance team, didn't matter. If you were late to class, that sucks. You're not performing now. So I had senior release around lunchtime. I took a nap. I overslept. I missed my class by 15 minutes. Uh-oh. So what I did is I asked my mom to call in a favor to the school and use an excuse and say, Grandma, fail. And she did it for me. And then I told my teacher that and everybody believed it. Grandma's fine. She's okay. So I used that as an excuse. And then I remember when I had to have like a contractor come by to like look at our or something. Somebody had to come by and look at our furnace. The basement looked horrific. There was stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I lied to the guy who was coming to look at the furnace and I said, oh, yeah, Grandma died last week. Oh, this is God. All of her stuff. I'm so sorry. It's a mess down here. We're just trying to get through. It's been a really difficult time.
It's an excuse for all of our crap.
You cannot continue this.
I know it's bad.
It's bad manifesting.
I know.
And at some point, somebody's going to use you as the excuse.
I hope not.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.